these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Romans 15, or 5 and verse 11, that is, and Genesis 15 and verse 6. Got that backwards just a little bit. Genesis 15 and 6. Romans 5 and verse 11. Genesis 15 and 6. Go there, if you would. Genesis 15 and 6. Let's look at it for just a moment. We're studying the book of Romans also. Look at Romans also. Someone read that for me in Genesis 15 and 6. Do you, who's there? In any translation, Bill. Who's getting
it? He believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
All right. He believed in. All right. Here's one for you. All right. Now in Hebrew it says, we have a man. We have a man. Ba. And however we say, how do you say the name of God? That's it. It's like, all right. This is a name, Ba. Ba. However you say Jehovah. Wa. Yah. She, Baha, Lo, and then here's the word, Cindy's favorite word. What is your favorite word, Cindy?
Kaiosune.
Now that is the Greek equivalent of this word here, which is like Zedekah, Zedekah, Zedekah. Remember Zedekiah? All right, there's where we get the word. Zedekah. What it says here, and he believed God. What it actually says, and he had completely believed God. It's perfect tense. It's hithael, third person masculine singular in Hebrew now, all right? If you look at that down there. And it comes from Amar, it says, and he believed God. All right? He believed in Ba. Ba means in. Ba is in. Ba, ha, in Jehovah. And then this is what Jehovah did. Wa, ya, shi, va, ka. And he considered it, thought it. He placed Abraham in his mind as righteous. He looked at Abraham as righteous. All right? Abraham believed, basically, in this also, he believed in the Word of God. It has a lot to that. Do you see that in there? He believed in God's words. He believed in God's promises. I want you to remember, as we look at this now, maybe you haven't thought about this, but Abraham's way back yonder, isn't he? Way on this chart is he over here. This is where Abraham was. Way over here in the promise. Now, he believed God, and he told his child, who was his child?
Isaac.
He told Isaac, Isaac, we don't have anything right now except a tent to live in. But God's going to give us all of this land. And in the Hebrew it says God's going to keep on giving it to these children from generation, generation after generation after generation after generation. It's the, what we call, while consecutive imperfect. Okay? Just keep on going to keep on giving it to you. It's yours. And he's going to keep on confirming every generation. Have they got it yet?
No.
Now how many thousands of years ago is that? How many of you have seen Abraham? How many of you have been in Abraham's tomb? Anybody here? I've been there. Boy, now talk about something when I, of all the places in the land of Israel and Jordan and Lebanon and Syria and all of those things, all the places that was supposed to be, when I walked over there, and by the way, this is foundationally, it's there. That's where Abraham, the cave of Machpelah in Hebron. You can't hardly go down there. We almost got shot doing it anyway. Well, we did, and that was 1975 or 76. It was right at the end of the year, so I don't remember what year I was there. I was either at the end of 75 or beginning of 76. And they were fighting up the storm, and they had guns all over the place. But I was there. I think I risked my life going there and being in that place. And you know what? I'm glad it is. To me, that's one of the things that I remember. This verse right here. I thought about this verse right here when I was there. And Abraham believed in the word of the Lord and God's promises. Okay? Into Jehovah. In Jehovah. And Jehovah considered it, thought it, looked upon him as righteousness, as righteous. He considered it to him. And by the way, I've told you the page numbers to look up all of these words on in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And sometimes even in the K&B, Calvin Baumgartner. For him, righteousness, tzedakah. Now, all of those children, for hundreds of years and even thousands of years now, the promise has been handed down from one generation to the next generation. From one generation to the next. One upon the other, like stacking. One on top of another, like you stack one card on top of another, one page on another, and make a book. The promises were handed down. Isaac told Jacob, all right? Jacob told his sons. Right there, if you look in the 49th and 50th chapter of the book of Genesis, you'll find all of them, all of the promises rehearsed before them. And he said it would keep on. As a matter of fact, God told Abraham right here in the 14th and 15th chapter that his children were going to be taken down into Egypt for 400 years. And they would be enslaved. But the promises were solid. How about that now? Enslaved. You're slaves, but you believe in the promise. That promise was instilled, and those people believe in that over there today, don't they? Even today, they believe that. Now let's go and look, and by the way, Randall, look up on page 57 in that analytical Greek lexicon there for me. We were looking up last week. The word for to miss the mark. There is a word to miss the mark in Greek, but it is not hamartia. Page 57 is down at the bottom of that page. I hid it from myself over here. Have you found it, Randall?
Ostakaio?
Yep.
Ostakaio?
Uh-huh. What does it say it does?
It says to miss the mark.
To miss the mark. There's the word.
Deviates word from.
Yeah. That's the word to miss the mark. That's the word that is the equivalent of the Hebrew word what? Chata. All right. A lot of lexicographers have made that mistake. That is the word that means to miss the mark, not hamartia. Hamartia means to go out of the pathway. It's like peripatio. It means to walk out of the pathway. But there's the word that means to miss the mark. All right? So that's it. Now let's go on a little bit further. 5 and verse 11. Romans 5 and verse 11. How do we start this off? Well, how is it? Ooh, monon, de, alla, kai, cox, o, minoi, in, to, theul, dia, tu, curiu, hemon, Esu, Christu, Di. Now here is the way you say that differently. What is this one? Who. Who. Nin. Tain. Kata la gain. Ila bomen. All right. That word, kata la gain there. We've looked at that one a few times before, haven't we? Look over here in 5 and 10. See, kata la gay men. We were reconciled, and what does that really mean? We were reconciled. What does that mean? To buy back. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what one ancient lexicographer wrote. How many of you saw the movie Ben-Hur? You remember when they had that old boy in that slave ship? All right. He was in the ship. He was chained to an oar and chained to his place and seat, and that was it. This term here was also a term to buy out of slavery. Now, when a man was condemned to death, he was condemned to be a rower in a warship, is what they were. And they would tie him to the oars, and they would take them a bowl of soup or a bone to chew on or whatever else, and they would eat and they would drink tied to that oar. There weren't any restroom facilities. They were right there. They lived in that stench and squalor and filth until they died right there, and they'd take them and throw them overboard and put another one in his place. That was a living hell. A living hell. Now just equivocate that with being bought out of that. Being bought out of it. Bought out of it. Condemned. And put in that to die there. That was the last place. This is the last smell you're ever going to smell. The last sight you're ever going to see. Whatever. This is where you're going to die. That's the place. Now, sin has a hold on us like that, doesn't it? In this world. We're chained.
Is that the same thing as redeemed? Same word?
Yeah, well, you're bought out. You're redeemed out of it.
Reconciled and redeemed.
Reconciled and redeemed. Yes. Bought back. You're bought back. You're paid off. Your debt's paid. Your debt has been paid. You've been bailed out. Bailed out. Not adverb of negation, page 294. Monon, all right. Not only, and actually it starts with that little weak adversity conjunctive particle, de. Okay? So it would say, moreover, not only, but. Now that sounds real rough in English, doesn't it? Now we have a weak adversative conjunction and we have a strong adversative conjunction. That Allah, that's a strong adversative conjunction. But, moreover, not only, but also. Now, chi many times is and, but here it's also. That's what we call a cumulative particle, page 208. And then we have the word boasting there, coxa, manoi. All right? But it literally means to boast, but what else does it mean? How is another way to translate that? You remember? What? To praise. To praise and to glorify God. Saying hallelujah. All right? This is what it means. It means to praise God. We're bragging on God. When you're praising God, you're bragging on God. I was preaching Sunday morning here, and we were talking about all the end time prophecies that we've got today, and all. Everybody thinks the Lord's coming back right soon. Because things are really bad. But how many times in history have things been really bad? How would you like to have been a Baptist in the Dark Ages when the Catholic Church was like a wolf after her? Well, that was rough. They thought that the Antichrist was on the throne. Burning all the Bibles? If you had one page out of the Bible, you were a dead man? They would crucify people. They'd chop you up in little pieces. They'd eat them. They were cannibals. Catholicism, they were killing people and eating them. There's one old story one time, you might kill me, you can't eat me. And they did it. Yeah. They killed him and ate him. Bragging on the Lord. Boasting. Yeah, that's nominee, plural, masculine, present participle, middle voice. You're doing this for yourself. You're doing this because it's coming from inside of you, isn't it? Isn't the language beautiful? It just explains every word. Hebrew's just like that too. As you looked a little bit about Hebrew tonight, may not be real acquainted with Hebrew, but it is a beautiful language. Boasting in tofu. See, that's locative singular masculine. In is a little preposition. What is the English word for that? What's the English translation of this word? In? In. Thank you. This girl teaches him. She knows that. She's a teacher. You ought to know that, huh? In. In. In is locative, isn't it? It means in. We're bragging. We're boasting on God in the Lord. All right? In, to, theo, locative, singular, masculine. Now let's go over the eight cases of nouns in Greek. What are they? Nominative, genitive, optative, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative, and vocative. There's eight of them. Right here we're locative. This is in. We're boasting, we're bragging on the Lord. And then it says dia. Dia means what? Through, or the by the means of, or by the agency of, in the God, through what? Little preposition there. Through, to, kriu, hemon, esu. Look at this now. We're bragging on God. We're praising God through the Lord of us. All right? Now, to, kriu here. Now, if you look at your little page right here that I gave you, basically, the equivalent of that is the name of Jehovah right there. That's the name of Jehovah right here. That's it. If they would translate this in the Septuagint, see, I do have the Septuagint here.
Do you have an extra copy
of that? Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have the one left, but there you go, young buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see what Genesis has to say here to us. There you are. That's it. All right. I'm not lying to you about it. This is it. All right. This Kirio there is Jehovah. You can just write down Jehovah right below that. If you want to know how to write it, you write it like this. All right, that's how you write it. Write like that. That's it. Okay? That's who Jehovah is. Now we're going to find out through the Jehovah of us. The Jehovah that belongs to us and we belong to Him. Isn't that beautiful? All right. The Jehovah that belongs to us. And then we have the word Esu there. In Spanish, that's Jesus, isn't it? All right. And what does Yahshua mean? What does it mean? Jehovah saves. Jehovah saves. That's what Jesus means. Isn't that a beautiful name? Appropriate for Jesus? And He is our Kyrios. He is our Jehovah. All right. Now let's look and see what it says. We are bragging, we are boasting, we are praising in the God through. How do we get reconciled to God? How do we get bought out of the slave ship? Out, chained to the oar, to die and condemned? We're condemned and in sin. We're all Adam's children. We're condemned to death. We're dying, people. We are. We're in the process. of dying like we are chained to an oar, but the Lord has bought us out. He's borrowed our souls, our spirits, out of that. Our bodies, there is no provision for it right now. But our souls and our spirits are forever. We have a elpis. What does elpis mean in Greek? We have a hope. But what does it mean, elpis, mean in Greek? Huh? Guaranteed future existence. Guaranteed. Without a doubt. No ifs, ands, and buts about it, all right? All right, the Lord of us, Jesus, Christu. Now, what is Christu? That comes from the Greek word kreo. Kreo. All right, but what does it mean? The Hebrew equivalent is HaMashiach, all right? He is the anointed one. He is the one that's picked out. Jesus was born the right day. From the right family, in the right town, in the right continent, in the right state. Exactly. The Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the Jehovah of us, Jesus Christ. And then it says thee there. Now, thee comes from what? It's a contraction form of what? Thee. All right? By the agency of whom? All right? Now, up here in the verse, the same verse above, the first word in that verse is what? That's an adverb of negation, but it's spelled exactly like this relative, this genitive, singular, masculine, relative pronoun. But you see, it's got a rough breather on it with a circumflex over it. All right. The who, through whom, neen. If I say to you, Dakota, I'll go maneen, what does that mean? We're getting out of here now. We're leaving now. Neen. All right, neen. Through whom now the, what is that word now? That's the reconciliation. But you can cross-reference to that word right there. Zedekah. Through whom we have righteousness. Through whom we are placed as righteous before the sight of God. All right? This righteousness we are received back. First person plural, second aorist, indicative active. Let's go on now. Adam and Christos. 5 and verse number 11. 12, I mean. 5 and verse number 12. How do we start that off? Dia tuto. Hosper. Di. Kinos. Anthropo. Hey. Hamartia. Ace. Ton. Cosmon. Ace Elfine. Kai. Dia. Tais, hamartias, whole thanatos, kai, hutos, ace, pontos, anthropus, whole thanatos. All right. The elfan, eth, ho, pontes, hamarton. All right, now let's look at this. Because of this, therefore, that's kind of a, what we call an idiom, dia tuto. Because of this, through this, we have a little dia preposition, and tuto, we have a demonstrative pronoun. Through this, or by the means of this, as hosper, as, that comes from hos and peri, just like as, or just as, through one, just as, through, or by the agency of one, man, anthropu. We get a word anthropology from that word, anthropology. What does anthropology mean?
The study of man.
The study of man. anthropology is a Greek word because anthropology is a scientific evaluation of the study of man. Remember, all legal terms are Latin and all scientific terms and medical terms are Greek. So that's where we get it. All right. Anthropu. One man, the hamartia. Now, what does hamartia mean? It comes from amero. And what does that mean? It means to cause destruction, to go out of a pathway. It's like a river or an aqueduct that breaks the banks and it destroys. Okay? It is not to miss the mark. It is to destroy and go out of the boundaries. To go out of boundaries and destroy. Okay? Unto the sin, all right. Into tone cosmu. Now, what does that word ace there mean? That's on page 119, Cindy. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. Extension or limitation, that's the idea of the action. All right? Sin came into the world through a man. Tone cosmos. In Genesis 1:1, it says, Barashith bara. In beginnings created Elohim, et hashemayim ve'et ha'aretz, the heavens and the earth. All right? All right? That word there, heavens there, is the equivalent of this word cosmos. When he created the heavens. And then it says, and the heavens, or the earth, that is, the earth, it says, we ha'aretz, the earth, hatya tuhu vavuhu, and the earth, she became formless and void. Sin, before man was ever put on this world, sin had already thrashed it once. Then God reconstructed the earth, and he placed another administrator on the earth. The first administrator was who?
Satan.
Satan just thrashed everything, didn't he? He was the thrasher. He thrashed the earth and destroyed it. And then God put it back in order, and he placed another caretaker over it. That's mankind. I'm going to tell you something. This earth is not ours. This earth is God's. Right now, old Satan still has a hold of it, doesn't he? You can see that, can't you? All the storms, all the sickness, all the disease, all the meanness. I went out to you know where Booney's Hardware is? Out there on Taft Highway, you know, in Pumpkin Center, the big metropolis of Pumpkin Center. I live well out there in that direction, see? I had a taste of the Adamic expression yesterday out there. I went in there and I bought something and I had 55 cents coming back and a receipt. And this little thug jumps up in front of me and he was buying some seeds and everything else and he grabbed all this stuff and he put it in his pocket. I just kept waiting there for a while. This is Adamic nature, see, that's what I'm talking about. And he kept looking over there like this at me every now and then. Look. That guy looks like a thief. he's doing something bad. Well, I stood there for a while, and finally, I asked her, I said, can I have my receipt and my change? She said, I gave it to you. I said, no, you didn't. The guy took my receipt and my change, and he went just like this off of that table. He got where he went. It's only 55 cents. She owed me 55 cents. I walked back in there today and she's, oh, Mr. Phillips, I am so sorry that little rascal stole your money yesterday. I didn't know what, I would have given it to you then. So she gave me the 55 cents. She said, did you come back after your 55 cents? Because I asked her, I said, where's my change? She said, I gave it to you. I said, I don't have a receipt and I don't have the change. And the guy walked out the door with 55 cents. You know what caused him to do that? He's related to this dude right here. And his wife got involved with that Nahash. Say that. Nahash. That's the serpent. Which was embodying Satan for the time. The man, the sin, into the cosmos. It came. The sin, it came into the cosmos. All right? Else a thing. It means, see, look at the word ace there. See that again? Ace means what? Extension, limitation, authority, or relaxation. Now, in this idea, how it came and went in and through the human race and through the cosmos and everything that every animal would even be affected by it. And all of our children and all of us would be affected by this sin contamination, this disease of sin. And chi, dia, tes, amartias. And through the sin, whole thanatos. Through the hamartias, whole thanatos. Now, what is that? Whole thanatos. Thanatos. It's more than death. Necros is death. Necros is death. That's death. What is this? Huh? What is this? Thanatos. What is this? It's death, all right, but it's more than death. And through the sin, the total, complete, eternal separation. That means eternal separation here, people. Now, the infection into the human race causes necros. It causes death of the body. But this is spiritual death. This is complete spiritual death. Spiritual death. And then it says chi. Now you can say and, but that's not what it is here. It says also or even. So, in this manner, that little adverb there, who tells? Eis pontos. Unto all, in and through all anthropos. I know what happened to that guy out there in Pumpkin Center yesterday. He was Adam's relative. That's what was wrong with him. Adam's relative. And then it says, the thanatos, the death, through past. Through past, third person singular, secondaries, indicative active. Dia erkamai. It passed through upon, epi, page 153 and 4. That word F there, F, that comes from epi. It's changed from epi to F for what? Euphone, which euphone means what? Good sound. It sounds better. The alphane F, ho, see there? Upon which, that's dative, singular, masculine, upon which all they have sinned. First person plural or third person plural? Right here is third person plural because it's talking about all. All they have sinned. All have gone out of the pathway. They've gone off on the wrong track. Have any of you ever got lost and got off on the wrong road? I remember one time I left Fish Lake Valley and I was going on up through, I went through Yosemite and they told me to go down this way and I went out that way and I was coming, I was going to come down and come down to Visalia and back to Bakersfield. I ended up to San Francisco. Instead of driving a few hours, I drove all night. One time I went down into Juarez, Mexico. Got down in Juarez, Mexico. I was going to go down there and get my seat covers covered down there. You know, they said you'd get that done real cheap. This is about 1970-something. Went down in there and there was a place, a plaza there where you went. These rascals down there, I drove into Mexico and they were all, they're all related to Adam. The first thing I did was go down and his boy out there in front, he ran out and fell off of his bicycle right in front of me and I stopped and I looked at him. He was wanting to act like I hit him. Well, I didn't get near him. He got up. He said, why'd you stop? I said, I didn't want to run over you, fool. I went on down a little further and they'd run in trying to reach their arms in the windows and everything else and then these guys said, where are you going? I said, I want to go to the place that where they have the upholstery done. He said, okay, follow us. And I came to a sign that said the plaza went that way, and they turned this way, and they said, follow me. I got down there, and all these guys were Adam's relatives. I've always been kind of Wild West anyway. I got down there, and I pulled into this place, and they run back after me. And after a little while, I went down a mile or so, and I knew that they were trying to hijack me. And here they came out. All of them came around me, and I pulled a gun out of my pocket just like this. Gone. I mean, they took off. And I got back in the car, and I headed back to the United States. Didn't stay there anymore. I was surrounded by Adam's relatives down there. Nothing but outlaws.
Didn't get your seat covers.
I didn't get my seat covers, but I kept my hide on me. My own hide. 5 and 13. A creed. Gar. Nomu. Hamartia. Look at that word. Does this keep jumping out at us, doesn't it? En. Cosmu. Hamartia. Dei. Uk. Elokete. Me. Ontos. Nomu. Here we have a little word. It means akri. Until. For until law, sin, it kept on being in the world. Now, way back yonder, even before man was put on this earth, sin kept on being in the world. Them angels out there, about one-third of the angels and spirits have sinned, hadn't they? See that word, sinned? Until the law, sin kept on being. Look at that word aim there. That's third person singular imperfect indicative active. Kept on being. That's the idea of continuous action now, okay? Sin kept on being in the world. John 1:1 says, in RK. That's another form of this. In the absolute extremity, locative singular feminine, way back yonder, Jehovah kept on existing. But Jehovah did some creating. And evidently, one of the first things he created was spirits and angels, and then he created some material, which was the universe. And some of those angels started thrashing the place and rebelled and tried to displace God. Well, sin kept on being in the world, so God reconstructed the earth, and he put Adam on the earth. And Adam's job was what? What was Adam's job? He was a guardian of this earth. He was the administrator of the earth. And the first thing he was supposed to be guarding was what? The garden and his wife, his counterpart, that beautiful girl that he had. He looked at her and he said, my footprint. That's what he said in Hebrew. My footprint. He looked at her and God gave her to him and he said, my footprint. He said, she looks just like me. She casts a shadow. She stands upright. She's got feet and hands. And she makes footprints just like me. That was the Hebrew idea. Make footprints just like me.
Now, what word is translated my footprint?
I'll get into that a little bit later. Okay, because if I chase that rabbit, it'll take too long. It means my footprint. My shadow. She's just like me. She's my shadow image.
Now, is that even the name Eve
talking about? No, Eve means living. Hava. Isha is woman, which means out of man.
Okay.
Let's go on a little bit further. We don't going to get hung up too much on that one. He was all excited. But sometime or another, for some reason, he walked off and left her and let her be influenced by this bad guy. Do you think he's playing football? Or what?
No, he went golfing.
Golfing. That's what the story was. Golfing. Well, he was doing something. Sin kept on being in the world. In the world, in the cosmos, sin kept on being. But, weak adversity conjunctive particle, but not, it was calculated, it was reckoned not being of law. Even, now the law was right here. What? That's the law. Moses was right here. Was there a law in the garden? What was the law? Don't eat. That was the law. That's God's law. All right, now look over here. Now we have the age of conscience. After they ate, what's the responsibility now? Do good and offer a blood sacrifice. All right, now after what happened? Then they had the flood because they failed that way. And then what was the responsibility over here? Scatter them up. And what did they do? Nimrod built a tower and had a one world empire.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they didn't scatter, so they failed. And then the next thing, now what is this? Responsibility was to dwell in Canaan and keep the law. All right? Here's the law. Now what was the law with them? What was the responsibility? To dwell in Canaan. But what did they do? What was the first thing that old Abraham did? What God told him to dwell in Canaan. What did he do? They ran out of food and he went down to Egypt, which is the type of the world. He went down there and the first thing he did was what? Sold his wife. The one whom the promise was supposed to come through, he sold his wife. Now, Brother Bill, just hold on. Joanne's not here. We're going to tell her about it. I'm going to give her this tape. All right. He sold his wife. And God told him, and then he sold her again. He sold her two times.
He just said she was his sister.
But he sold her. He sold her. He sold her. How did he get all the money? Now, God promised him money, but you know what? Pharaoh said, take the money and take all this stuff and get out of my sight and do not take your wife and leave. Take your Ishtar and leave. Get out of here. And then the next thing he does, he runs into another guy. And he says he's afraid of him again. And what does he do? He sells his wife to him. And then he told him, he said, take this stuff and get out of here. He plagued him. And then he said, now, Abraham, because you've done this, your children are going to be in Egypt for 400 years. But I'm still going to keep my promise. I'm still going to keep my promise, but because you've done this, you're going to be down there for 400 years. And God told Noah that was going to happen way back in Genesis. He told them it's going to happen. They're going to be down there in 400 years. And then he explains later on to Abraham why. Because of what Abraham did. He went down there. So he curses his children. What you do curses your children. It does. All right? Was reckoned. The law, death, still reigned from Adam to Moses. It did. They all died. Because they were all under sin. They all, necros, died. Not all of them, thanatos, died. Necros, it means we die, our bodies die. Every one of us. There's only two people that haven't died in this world. Who are they?
Elijah and Enoch.
Enoch and Elijah. Enoch means teacher. And what does Elijah mean? Jehovah is God. All right. There we have. Teacher and Jehovah is God. The only ones that didn't die. But all the rest of us have. And those two, because they didn't die, God's not going to send them back in the tribulation period to be the two witnesses. Because they're a type of what? They're a type of the rapture. They're a type of the rapture. Okay. All right. 5:14 now. 5:14. There's a lot of theology in these verses. All up. Ibasalusin. Ho. Thanatos. Apo. Adam. Mekre. Mosios. Mosios. Sound like moseying along, doesn't it? Kai. Epitus. Me. Hamarte Santos. Epi. To. Homeomate. Tes. Parabasios. Adam. Hos. Esten. Tipos. Tu. Melonto. All right. Brother Randall, you're our resident Hebrew scholar. What does that mean right there?
Adam.
Adam. All right, that's the guy we're talking about now, Adam. Okay? But strong adversity conjunction, strong adversity, that's real strong, but with force. But it rained. Third person singular, first person indicative active, it rained. Now it's punctuated reaction. When you die, you die. You die, you're dead. God told Adam, the very moment that you eat from that tree, for I commanded you not to eat, dying, you shall die. You shall, at that moment, punctuate your action, you'll begin the process of dying. First aorist. Remember, first aorist is real knife blade punctuate your action.
Now, how do you know that that was first aorist? By the context?
By the what?
How do you know when it's first?
Oh, that's just the way it is. Look it up in the analytical Greek lexicon, and that tells you the way it's changed the words. It's first aorist, okay? First, it's third person singular, first aorist, indicative and active. It's first aorist, indicative mode. Indicative mode means what? A statement of fact. An active voice. It did the acting. All right? But it rained. I'm going to tell you what death rains. It rains. Death is going to rain. All right? But rained the death, whole thanatos. And what kind of death is that? It's not necros, it's thanatos. Thanatos means what? Separation. Thanatos, separation, spiritual death from Adam. From Adam. Now, the Greek, or the Hebrew word, Adam. Okay? Now, this is very beautiful. Adam and the Hebrew word Adamah. I'll just write it out here for you. Adamah. We have Adam. We have Dom. So we have Adam. And then we have Dom and Ma. Adamah. Adamah means what? Right? The earth. The earth. Where was Adam placed? Haaretz, the earth. Okay? The earth. The Adama. He was placed over the Adama. And God said that when he created Adam, he didn't create him from dust, but from the same elements as he created the dust. The earth. To become dust, by the way. Prophetically. So we have Adam. We have Dom. Dom means what? What? Blood. Blood is what color? It's blue in your body, but outside of your body, it's red. All right? Red. Red. So we've got red or blood. We've got Adam. We've got man. Mankind. That's anthropos, by the way. The equivalent of that in Greek is anthropos. That's really unusual that God didn't call him Ish. 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 I'll write it out here for you. Ish. He didn't call him Ish. What does Ish mean? Masculine mankind. And woman is Isha. Actually, it's Isha. Isha. Isha means what? Woman or out of man. Literally in Greek and in Hebrew and all, I mean in Hebrew and in English, both. Ish, woman means out of man. Okay? Ish and Isha. Let's go back over to Adam. God called him Adam. He didn't call him Ish, he called him Adam. That was his name, Adam. In the Bible, we see Adam. All right? Adam. We see the earth, Adamah, and we see Dom, blood. Now, Adam because of his sin, would die. And because of Adam's sin, he would see his son that he thought was going to be the Messiah. He would see his son cut his other son. He would see who was the boy that they thought they had gotten the Lord? Cain. And Cain slew who?
Abel.
Who? Cain slew Abel. Now Cain was the patriarch of his family after Adam was going to die. Cain was going to be the patriarch. He was the number one. He was going to be the heir. Now, Abel was never his threat to him at all. He was never going to be the head. It was always Cain. They thought this was the Messiah. Okay? And Cain got mad and he slew Abel. Now, in Hebrew, it says that he kept on slicing and cutting and stabbing and slicing and cutting and stabbing. This was one of these Jeffrey Dahmer type chop them up in little bitty pieces murders. It said he just kept on doing this to him, just chopping him up and shedding his dom, his blood. And his blood, it says, fell on the earth, and the earth, the mouth of the earth, swallowed it up. And God says, he said, where are you? What's going on out there, Cain? Jehovah spoke to Cain. Did you know that? Jehovah spoke to Cain in person. Jesus walked in that garden, out in that area, wherever that near that garden was. He walked there and he approached Cain. Cain, what did the first thing he asked him? Where is your brother? And he said, what? Am I my brother's keeper? Well, sure he was. And he said, where's your brother? Boom. You know what it says in Hebrew? That he tracked him down and went out there and got him outside there and cut him up in little bitty pieces and murdered and slew him. The word slay, it means to butcher him. He butchered him. He butchered him like they were butchering a sacrifice. He butchered him. He drained all of his blood out on the ground. When you butcher an animal, you keep on cutting it, don't you? Until you got it cut up. That's what he did to his brother. And then he says, his blood cries out to me from the mouth of the earth. His blood cries out to me from the mouth of the earth. Boy. But reigned the death from Adam until Moses, even upon the ones not having sinned. Even upon the ones not having sinned upon the likeness in the same way as Adam or Cain. Of the parabasios. That means the stepping aside. Again, we would see the word hamartia. That means to go out of the boundaries of a canal bank or something and cause destruction. I remember in 1952, I lived over in east, a little east of Bakersfield, down there on the Edison Strip. You know what that strip was down there? The Edison Strip, that was one of the rough places where the Okies went down and all the dancing, all the bars were, all that kind of stuff. I lived right down in the midst of it. Right off from the Sad Sack and all of those other places. And when that earthquake hit in 1952, that earthquake was so violent. Was it 7.9 or something like that? 8, somewhere around there. It threw all the water out of the canal bank. Threw it all out. There was water all over the yard. Water in the yard, water in the house. Fish flopping all over the ground. Crawdads crawling all over the ground. Tadpoles and frogs all over the place. Where they weren't supposed to be. That was out of the way. Sinned, having sinned upon the likeness of the parabasios, the stepping out of bounds, the transgression, of Adam, who is the typos. How many of you have ever seen a typewriter? I still have one. Marilyn uses it almost every day, a typewriter. That word typewriter came right out of this. This word type means to strike. It means to strike and make an imprint. In the light, upon the likeness of stepping out of bounds of Adam, who is the typos of the one coming. All right? The press out image. The made pattern. The old typewriters had a hammer, and on that hammer was a little image carved out of metal, and when it hit a ribbon, it left an imprint. A typos. Typewriter. All right. 5:15. All uk hos to para toma. I'm going to tell you, every one of these words means the same thing. Para toma hutos kai to charisma a dar to tu henos para tomati hoi paloi apethanon polo malon hey karis tu tiu kai hey doria en kariti te tu hinos anthropu esu christu eis tus paulus epi epiresusen epiresusen. Yeah, now let's go back. It's a long verse, but not as the offense. Look at this word offense now. This stumbling block. This means a stumbling block. Any of you ever get up in the night and bump your toe on something? You were walking, didn't quite get in the right place, and you broke your toe. Paratoma. It means to dash your foot. How many of you broke a toe on something in the dark? Anybody not done that? Boy. All right, a stumbling, to dash your foot. Thus, or thusly, or so thusly, also the free gift. Since, for, in the one offense, the ones, many, have died. Because of Adam's sin, all, look at how many have died. All of us, except for two. Much rather, the free gift, the mercy, charis, the free gift of the God, belonging to God. This free gift belongs to God. Salvation belongs to Him. Okay? And the heidoria. This word is a free gift here with no strings attached. The word Dora comes from this, the name, Dora. I used to have girls named Dora a long time ago. Dorothy, all that, Dora. Free gift and mercy, carita. Cariti. Te to one man, I suppose. This one man, and I'm going to tell you something. Jesus was really a man. He really lived and breathed. He ate. He slept. He was a mankind. Because God said in the Old Testament, in Genesis, the third chapter, that one of Eve's children would overcome Satan. That this was going to be the Messiah. All through the Bible, it keeps promising this one that's going to redeem the human race. And not only going to redeem the human race, but the whole cosmos back to Himself. It says the man, one man, Jesus. Now what does Jesus mean? He was really a man now. Jehovah saves. He was a Messiah. Unto the ones many, unto beyond and through. That mercy is placed through time and space all the way and brings us into eternity future. Many. Superabounded. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active. Tarisu'u. That grace, that mercy superabounds. It's more than enough. 1 John 2 and 2. John 3:16. All of these verses go back to this. Rebecca, do you have that Amplified Bible tonight? You have it? What does it say?
For
all the way from, let's just read the whole story. Yeah, verse 11. All through.
Not only so, but we also rejoice and exultingly glory in God in His love and perfection through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received and enjoy our reconciliation. Therefore, if sin came into the world through one man, and death as the result of sin, so death spread to all men, no one being able to stop it or escape its power, because all men sinned. To be sure, sin was in the world before ever the law was given, but sin is not charged to men's account where there is no law to transgress. Yet death held sway from Adam to Moses, the lawgiver, even over those who did not themselves transgress a positive command as Adam did. Adam was a type prefigure of the one who was to come in reverse, the former destructive, the latter saving. But God's free gift is not at all to be compared to the trespass. His grace is out of all proportion to the fall of man. For if many die through one man falling away, his lapse of offense, much more profusely did God's grace and the free gift that comes through the undeserved favor of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound and overflow to and for the benefit of many.
Abound and overflow. Superabound, super overflow. More like a cup filled up and taken up like it had. Here's a short cup like that cup right there. It's not quite so short, but it's full. I mean, it's that tall. Now, this superabound, it means like that thing all the way. You just could keep filling it up and it just keep on going. And all of the fluid would just stand on in all the way up to the heavens. That's how well the Lord saves you. Isn't that nice? He saves you that well. You're completely saved forever. You have a hope and a peace that is absolute guaranteed in the future. Complete and guaranteed. Completely guaranteed. Well, thank you for your attention tonight. I hope God, the Word of God blessed your life. And we'll start there on verse number 16 next week. I hope you enjoy just a little bit of this Hebrew in here, throwing a little Hebrew at you, because it's kind of like a frosting on the cake, so to speak. You understand where it's coming from. What Paul is saying to the Romans here isn't anything new. It happened in the Old Testament. He's just explaining it better and explaining how God applied salvation to us. All right?
In the first part of the verse, why did he use charisma? And later, in the second half, he uses Doria.
Oh, because he wants to completely cover all bases.
Oh, okay.
He wants to cover all bases. The charisma, that means the free gift, and then that's the free gift also, and then he takes another word and describes it in another way. The free gift without any strings attached. Completely. Charisma or charis and Dorio, both. He's describing our salvation. That's how good it is and how free it is. Didn't cost us anything. Cost Jesus everything. Cost God everything. We are not serving a God like the Muslims. We're not serving a God like the Mormons. We're not serving a God like the Jehovah's Witnesses or even the Seventh-day Adventists. All right? All of them. The whole bunch. We are serving a God that loved us so much that became one of us. And he devised this plan way back in eternity. That in space and time he would become man. We just heard where he became man tonight, didn't he? Didn't God become man? Jesus Christ? And who is Kyrios? Who is Kyrios? Jehovah. What does Jehovah mean? He who shall become. That's not surprising, is it? The name of God, he shall become. That's his name, he who shall become. God became flesh to buy us back because we couldn't do the job. We couldn't get on our own feet. We could not We cause destruction with our life. We always go out of the pathway. We just do that. We do it. Because we're related to Adam. We have the sin nature. Do we or not? We have it. I don't care how good we are, we still have Adam's nature. And it affects our lives. Every day it affects our lives. But I always tell you, go out and do something eternal this week. You can go out and work for your living. You can do all the things you need to do here. But we need to do something that's going to follow us into eternity. The first thing you did was being born again. And that will get you into the right place in eternity. All right. Anything else before I turn you loose? No? Losing me up? Nothing? All right. All right. Rebecca, would you dismiss us in prayer tonight, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the wisdom that you've given us tonight, and we ask you to be with us this week so that we can use